Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
Sticky notes, email alerts, a string around your finger. They're just not big enough.
So here's a big reminder from the California Lottery. Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is over 175 million. Whew. Play now. Please play responsibly. Must be 18 years or older to purchase player client.
All right, so I lied. It's not the John and Ken show. It's just Ken with the Deborah Mark.
Oh, there we go. Ken, just Ken with Deborah Mark show.
John is on vacation and... How do I tell you this? That's going to be the case next week too. Don't ask me. I didn't give him this deal that he gets 100 weeks off a year. I no idea. So
must be nice.
He bunched it all together because the first half of the year he didn't really take any time off.
I know.
So he just bunches it all together. And by the way, not me. I do not like to travel in the summer. I absolutely hate it.
Why?
The airfares are high. Oh, there's children true. Everywhere on the plane. Yeah.
What a Scrooge. No, I don't blame you.
Oh, it's horrible.
I know. I get it.
They're barfing and they're screaming and it's just... Sorry. Children are lovely. I didn't mean
to. Yeah, sure.
But it's not. Plus, it's hot in most places.
It is.
I know somebody that just went to Europe when it was hot over there in London.
Yeah.
Remember when it hit 100 degrees?
Oh, it's boiling.
Somebody else
over
I know
there.
Went to New York where it's been like 95 this week. Somebody else I know. It's hot in a lot of places in the summer. Why do you want to go there?
Well, because a lot of families go because their kids are out of school over the summer.
Yeah, I know. Right. So, there are families that don't have a choice because their kids are out of school during the summer.
And plus, who wants to go someplace when it's cold and rainy and snowy? You want to go someplace warm in the summer, and so does everybody else. So it's so crowded.
Yeah. Where are you going? You're not going anywhere yet. Where are you going?
No, I'm going in September.
Oh, September. That's right. Yeah. You did tell us that. That's right. Yeah. To another one of your exotic locales.
Not really exotic, but going to Europe.
Ah, yes, of course.
Well, I'm thinking, when I think of exotic...
I'm going to meet the queen.
I think of Maldives, someplace like that.
Well, Turks and Caicos,
Turks and Caicos.
I thought that was pretty exotic. You went there.
That was.
Have you been to the Caymans, too?
Yes, many years ago.
I know. You like to go to these islands. You gone to Fiji and those places?
No, not yet, but that's on my list. I want to go to Bali.
You want to go to Bali, right?
Yes, yes. And I want to go to Croatia. Oh, I have a whole list of things. Ken, I need to win this Mega Millions jackpot so I can go travel.
You can't, but you said you're going to keep working.
I am.
You don't get that much time off.
Well, I think maybe I would have some, I don't know, wiggle room there to have more time off.
The Mega Millions prize is now, is it still at $1.28 billion?
Yes,
is that the number?
That's
that has not changed?
I don't
There's
believe
not a ticket
so.
Buying frenzy that drives that up like the stock market?
Oh, I'm sure later it will.
Well, they're lying. They just keep a lot of the money. What if the whole thing's a scam? Right. And even the people they announce as prize winners are fake. They're actors. Oh, what if that? Then they just take all the money.
Are you a conspiracy theorist?
Why aren't you going with this? I think it's a great one.
No.
There's no such thing as the lottery. It's all kept by the government. They pretend to trot out winners, and they're nothing but actors. There we go. You put that on Twitter.
I'll give it a thumbs up if you do that, Ken.
Now, this story surprised me because I was looking at a story in the Sacramento Bee that is warning people about scams. And one of the things they're warning people about is that you do not and you cannot rely on online ticket sales. Californians playing the lottery this week that they must make sure they purchase tickets from accredited vendors rather than third-party retailers who do sell tickets online. Online lottery ticket sales are not authorized or regulated in the state of California. The only safe way, they say, to purchase tickets is in person at one of the 23,000 retailers that the California State Lottery oversees. If you exchange hands with a third party, you're going to be at your own risk. Which brings me to this story, which I found a little bit interesting. This comes from Eric. He found this, that apparently there's an app called Jackpocket, backed by Mark Cuban, Kevin Hart, and Manny Machado. The company raised $200 million to put out a lottery app. And because of the frenzy over the Mega Millions prize, the lottery app has emerged as the number one most downloaded free app in the Apple Store entertainment section, beating out even TikTok. So it says here, people no longer have to go to delis or supermarkets to play the lottery. Okay, so that's my question then. Is this legit? Because the state is saying, don't rely on, this is kind of an online thing, right? If you're using an app?
Yes. Mm. Yes, absolutely.
Well, they claim that since April 17th, that's the last time we had a big, that's the last time we had a mega winner. That's why this jackpot has grown to over $1 billion. Tickets purchased on Jackpocket tickets have made up an astonishing 7% of all Mega Millions tickets purchased. So it must be legit. It's wow. Part of the... So will we find out tonight or tomorrow that somebody who won did it through an app?
That would be crazy.
It's only in 12 states. But in Arkansas, 10% of all tickets during this stretch have been purchased on this app. So I guess it is legit. I don't doubt it, particularly since they got some big names.
Then you don't have to stand in those long lines.
Yeah, a user loads their wallet at Jackpocket and purchases lottery tickets. If they choose a quick pick, Jackpocket's own randomizer does the work. A Jackpocket rep is then charged with fulfilling that order with the retailer within the state, I see. So you do kind of have a middleman situation. See, that's what the state was just warning about. Mm-hmm. Be careful if you have a middleman. When that order is filled, the customer gets a scan of the front and back of the ticket with a serial number and a watermark. Okay, so that's probably what that's what makes it legit. They wouldn't be around for long if they were just taking people's money and not.
Well, that's an easy way to do it.
Of course, most
then.
People don't win the lottery, well, so yeah. Therefore there really isn't anything. But let's say you got, you know, the scan of the ticket and you matched it with the numbers. You're like, I'm a winner. And if Jackpocket was like not legit, then that would probably be discovered. This thing's been around a little while, so.
What if the guy who went and got the ticket for Jackpot, like the middleman guy, claims, no, I'm the winner?
Oh, you always think of an angle, don't you?
I'm just thinking.
Yeah, does he get a cut? Because I guess that's how it works.
Well, even with a cut, Ken, if you win this huge amount of money, who cares? You can take my cut.
Oh, people would care. People would be
I
really...
wouldn't. I mean, if I
Look
won.
At that. Oh, they're real. They want to take advantage of sports bettors next. They've signed sponsorship deals with the Texas Rangers and the New York Mets. All right.
Well, Manny Machado's a backer. He plays for the San Diego Padres.
He plays for the Padres, right. So, all right, I guess. Maybe I'll use the app next time. I don't know. But do they, that doesn't say in the story, they don't get any kind of cut for this then, huh?
I would assume they probably get a cut from advertisements on the app as far as investing.
But not from the winner. Not from
no, I don't think so. I don't know for sure. I didn't read the full article.
Okay. It says here, Jackpocket only receives new revenue, a healthy 9% when a player reloads his or her wallet. Oh, I see. So the wallet is the money that's used to buy the tickets for you, and I guess they do charge.
Oh, so there's got to be a service fee, yeah.
Yeah, service fee for loading the wallet. They're not going to take any of the money from the prize, but for you to load your wallet to buy the tickets, it looks like they do take a cut. Or maybe you're right. They do get some of their money from advertising, too. So there you go. So that's the story on that. But the other warnings that are coming out, let me see if I can find the story here about the taxes, because everybody wants to know about the taxes. Oh, I did mention this before, that in California, you are not taxed on your winnings. The state of California, unlike a number of states, does not tax lottery winnings. Now, of course, lottery winnings are going to be part of your income, but there are states that after you win, charge you a separate state tax. Obviously, the feds are going to take their gap, really. So if you haven't heard this before, I'll go through it briefly. You get two options when you win. You can get a lump sum of your winnings or get your jackpot paid to you annually over time. It's called an annuity. Just about nobody chooses that option. Most people choose the lump sum. For $1.1 billion, Deborah Mark, what do you think the lump sum they're going to give you is around? Because remember,
$1 million,
it's kind of discounted, right, for time.
Right. $350?
$648. Oh. Right. They're typically 60% of the total value of the winnings would be the lump sum amount.
I'd still take it.
Then you're immediately hit with a federal tax of 24%. That's if your winnings are more than $5,000. Then, of course, this is figured into your earnings. You're in the high bracket now. That's 37%, because that's one of the high tax bracket, because obviously you're pretty wealthy. This means you'll pay $155.5 million for the 24% right off the bat, and $84 million when the filings are due. This is just to the feds. So they calculate now you're down to $408 million.
Oh, darn.
And then, of course, if you do have a state tax on your lottery prize, you have to pay that. California does not have a state tax, but states do. But then again, you do have to pay California income tax. Yeah, Arkansas has a state tax on lottery winnings of 5.5%. So,
I mean, again, who likes to pay taxes? But when you're talking about getting $1 billion, I'm okay with it this time.
Yeah, I know that's the attitude, but it's pretty amazing when you think about it. This was done when it was $1.1 billion. It's almost $1.3 billion now. That you know, in the end, you just get hundreds of millions. You're not even going to be close to the $1.2 billion, because that's just what happens between taxes and the fact that you're taking it in a lump sum. It just surprises some people. You're right. It's more than enough to get by on,
yeah.
But you give in too easy.
Well, because, I mean, I'd be so happy. Forget it. That would be just so amazing. I wouldn't even think about the taxes at all. I wouldn't even give it a second thought.
Well, you're not going to win.
I know. So I don't have to worry about it. I don't need to, yeah.
If you haven't heard this enough by now, the chances of one single winning ticket in your possession being a winner is about 1 in 302, 303 million.
Ugh.
That's beyond a long shot. All right. When I return, we do have the final keyword to reveal for the KFI Inflation Vacation Contest, where you can win possibly $1,000. All you have to do is grab the word and enter it at the website, KFIAM640.com. Right after that, here they are. Another edition of the Moist Line, folks, coming up. John and Ken show on KFI AM 640. Couple of other notes before we get to the Moist Line about the Mega Millions. This will be the second largest jackpot in lottery history. And let me just check that, because there's obviously other... It's the second largest jackpot in Mega Millions lottery history. There was a $1.5 billion jackpot a number of years back. There are other games, too, that have reached these kinds of levels. If you want to cover every number, you do have to buy 302 million tickets, which is the set of numbers. So that would be pretty expensive. That would also be kind of time-consuming. But I don't know. I think I saw a story where it appears that Jeff Bezos lined up to buy lottery tickets. And maybe Elon Musk. Maybe the billionaires will step up and buy some lottery tickets to see if they can't turn it into even bigger numbers. Because $302 million and they're $2 each. That's $600 million to be spending off the bat. And, of course, the killer is if somebody else wins, there could actually be a number of winners in the drawing. Then you have to share the prize, and that would destroy statistically what you tried to accomplish by buying all the combinations. Raising Cane's CEO, who did it again. He's buying $200,000 worth of tickets for his employees in tonight's drawing, just like he did the other day. And we didn't find out if they won anything from the $50,000 or whatever he spent in the drawing from Tuesday night. All right, it's John and Ken show here on KFI. Every week at this time, we do check in with the Moistline people. That's what we call them. All they do is leave a message. Just the iHeartRadio app. It's got a little microphone icon, or by calling the old toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
So this guy turned himself in on the 6th Street Bridge. He got exhibition of speed, assault with a deadly weapon, felony hit and run. He'll probably get time served for turning himself in L.A. County. You know how that DA works.
For someone that can't even run his own state efficiently, Gavin Newsom sure spends a lot of time beating the bushes all across the country. Other than scaring up an alien or a Bigfoot, I don't see any other delusions he might seek to accomplish.
Dr. Birx came out and said it from the very beginning that they're using liberal numbers to judge COVID patients and deaths. None of this is real. You guys are idiots.
Isn't it amazing how she threatened with bringing the mask mandate back? But as soon as there was talk about her being recalled, oh, guess what? The sicknesses have gone down. Wow. How coincidental.
So basically we were locked down for fat people who don't take care of themselves?
Oh, gee.
BS.
This Peck Park shooting thing at the gangster car shows. Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, Regis Hutton. Where's all these community quote-unquote leaders?
Aren't beagles Dr. Fauci's dog of choice to do research on as well?
Can I sue my parents for giving me monkeypox?
You know, Producer Ray, you should be open-minded about adopting one of those rescue dogs. That one with no legs, you could get him, and then you could name him Cigarette, because you'll end up taking him out twice a day for a drag.
Yeah, I agree with Ray. Ray, you did a great job standing up to Deborah. What a pain in the butt. Man, Ray's absolutely right. Get a dog you want.
Hey, Ray, you can do an intact neutering. You can go with one testicle or two testicles, and they'll leave them in there for you, just like a vasectomy.
Oh, my God. I hope nobody gets near Ray's unneutered dog that's going to be humping everything.
Yes.
That's f***ing disgusting.
Yeah, softball for peace. It's more like softball for guys that have a piece.
Why is there even any talk of Biden running in 2024? He can barely function now, for God's sake.
Sheila, just so that you know, for the rest of society out there, shoes serve a purpose. Yeah, they might be slightly uncomfortable, but I guess that's up to your footwear choice. But they actually do serve a purpose. Unlike you.
Barbara Ferrer needs to go. Somebody needs to yank her out of there. Nobody wants to wear masks. COVID is over.
We have freaking a water shortage. They're telling us to cut back. But Coke, Pepsi, and all their brands, Aquafina and Pure Water, all of them aren't cutting back. And they take L.A. water. That's where they get the water to make Coke. How stupid is that?
Well, I've done the math. If Deborah Mark wins the lottery, she'll be adopting 171,428 dogs. Anything less, and she's a heartless witch.
Yeah.
That Deborah versus Ray over the dog conversation. Golden mic. Give it right now. It's like someone lowered a microphone into a group session at an insane asylum.
Yes.
What? Next time John and Ken are on vacation,
so
just put Ray and Deborah in and let them argue about something. It's awesome.
Yeah, the shooting in San Pedro. How come nobody's asked about tougher gun laws or finding out the guns if they got them legally? It's strange. They're not really blaming the guns.
No,
not blaming anybody.
Buttigieg. What a bonehead.
Is LADWP watering and flooding our streets on the correct days of the week according to the water ordinance?
So the people on the new bridge that are doing donuts and ruining it for everybody else, the solution is obviously a center divider of some kind that stops that. But no, we got to put in speed bumps to ruin everybody's experience.
That's right, yeah.
This government. Oh.
Hey, L.A. County, stop using that term, the underserved. They've now become the overserved. The rest of us are the underserved.
You ought to look up the board of directors for Lyft. Maybe there's a couple of names you just might recognize.
Oh no, shoosh are oppressive. Guess I gotta sell 50 pairs.
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up. Goodbye.
Well, that was a good mix. A lot of it, of course, about the mask mandate, Sheila Kuehl, Barbara Ferrer. But a lot of calls in there about Deborah Mark and Ray Lopez and their debate over dog adoptions. That was fantastic. I knew that was going to happen, which is why I put that together the other day. I had a feeling that you two would have some good words for each other.
It was fun, but I'm sorry. It's not an insane asylum situation. I thought very rational.
But it sounds like you were like the little pleading, dog-loving, please adopt a mutt kind of, come on. And he was just so grumbly. It was funny.
Ridiculous.
I just thought it was very entertaining. We may bring it back soon.
Highlight of the week.
Yeah. And of course, Eric's the one that puts together the moist line, so you can see which way he leaned. Anyway.
Yeah, Eric.
Yeah. What? You feel like?
I feel like
a number of the calls were critical of you, weren't they?
Yes.
No, it's not that I deleted any good calls. They just didn't come in.
I'm getting them on social media. I just got a long, long message, Ken, on Instagram. Team Deborah.
All right.
Yes.
I know you always have to bolster yourself because you feel like you're crushed by the show.
Oh, nah.
But
no big deal.
All right, when we come back, we are going to throw a hack in a dumpster, and I think their name just came up in that collection of moist line calls. How about that? After that, we end the week, of course, with another round of moist line people. John and Ken show here on KFI AM 640.
It's time for John and Ken to throw a hack in a dumpster.
Yeah, why not take out the trash? John and Ken show, KFI AM 640. We are live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app in about 15 minutes, give or take. We'll exit with the final round of the moist line for the week. People leave messages on the iHeartRadio app or call the toll-free number, and we play back a series of calls. We'll see how many in the next collection deal with Deborah Mark and her dog adoption speech. But anyway, probably not as many because she usually exits the building by then. And
I'll be listening just in case.
In the car, just in case they're still picking on me.
Don't pick on me.
The biggest story this week on the John and Ken show dealt with the back and forth as to whether or not LA County was going to reinstate the indoor mask mandate. And we listened in yesterday. It happened right after 2 o'clock as the LA County health official, Barbara Ferrer, not a doctor. Don't call her Dr. Ferrer, even though because she has a PhD, people do. We're not going to do that. She announced after going through some tortured statistics that for now we have avoided the reimposing of the indoor mask mandate. Apparently it was really close. This ridiculous metric that they use is about 10 hospitalizations per 100,000 people in the county, which I think is ridiculously low. But anyway, if you do the math, you have 10 million people, so you can do the multiplication. We had been above 10, which puts us in the high transmission category, which is what supposedly would be the reason for reinstating the indoor mask mandate. But apparently, the new numbers that came out, we just went under 10 to 9.7. So she said we don't have to reimpose the indoor mask mandate. And that was the end of that for now. They're going to revisit it. I don't know whether that's next Thursday or next month. Who knows? As we've talked about many times on the show and watching this for the last 2.5 years, these infection rates ebb and flow. They seem to be a month or two where the numbers go up and up and up with positive cases, and then it kind of just fades away. But the difference this time is the hospitalizations have been minimal. And on top of that, the people in intensive care being treated for COVID has been really minimal. I think the last number we saw for the county was like 100 people. That should be almost ignored. That's a blip. There's 100 people in intensive care for many different reasons. It's out of proportion to get all worked up over this and to tell everybody to wear a mask everywhere they go again because it's a small imposition. No, what it is, it's a surrender to this and a surrender to the authority of the Ferrers, and it's surrender to common sense. That's why you don't want to do it. And you could see the story building over the week. I just have a sample of the headlines in the El Segundo Times. If you go to their California section and you scroll down, they have a whole COVID-19 pandemic and vaccine section with all the stories that they did over the last week. And, you know, it started out like a week ago that it looks like LA County may reimpose the mask mandate. And then as you watch the days go by, the headlines changed. LA County could be days away from a mask mandate. These cities won't enforce it. Necessary or excessive. Debate intensifies over potential mask rule. And then finally, LA County could avoid the mask mandate. And then the latest story, which came out yesterday, a new LA mask mandate would have less value at this stage of the pandemic. Followed by the final story, LA will not impose the new mask mandate as coronavirus cases decline. So this all led to yesterday's Board of Supervisors, or rather yesterday's announcement by Ferrer. A couple of days earlier, this was Tuesday, the Board of Supervisors gathered, and this was on their agenda. It took hours to get to it, but they finally did have a debate over the indoor mask mandate. The only thing we knew was that Supervisor Catherine Barker was against bringing it back. The other supervisors weren't saying much, but the one that did is going in the dumpster. Even though we threw her in the dumpster before, the committee decided, holy mackerel, these quotes from Sheila Kuehl, that is dumpster material immediately. We were lucky that the world was alerted to this because nobody was really watching the supervisor meeting. But there is a man by the name of Kevin Dalton. Kevin Dalton was running for a seat on the board, I believe, against Hilda Solis. But he went down in the primary. She actually got more than 50%. So Hilda Solis has outright won her LA County Board of Supervisors seat without a runoff election in November. But anyway, he was monitoring the Board of Supervisors meeting. He's the one that posted the clip of Sheila Kuehl talking about those who oppose the indoor mask mandate. Here is 30 seconds.
You know, I'm particularly struck by kind of the blowback from a number, though not a really significant number, of sort of, you know, snowflake weepies about how oppressive it is to wear a mask. I don't hear them then, you know, writing me about shoes, which are actually more oppressive to your feet than wearing a mask on your face. But we do that really for health, or the requirement to wear a shirt, you know, into a restaurant.
She's 81 years old. Do we give her a break? Honestly, snowflake weepies was classic enough, but she really piled on with the shoe thing. You even heard a Moistline caller laughing about that. That somehow she thinks that shoes, if you were to go there that way, are more oppressive than wearing a mask, which is one of the strangest comparisons I've ever seen. So apparently Kevin Dalton put this online and he put a message. I'm one of those snowflake weepies that you referenced that doesn't want my family to be forced to wear a mask. He said, it's hard to describe the amount of disgust I have for your comments. And then he wrote, unfortunately, there isn't much to be done in the immediate future, but I can promise I'll be doing everything I can to ensure you're no longer a board of supervisor come the next election. Kuehl responded, you're in luck, coward. I'm done. Because she is not running for re-election to the board of supervisors. I thought she was termed out, but it says in this story that she just announced she wouldn't be seeking re-election. This is the seat that'll come down to Bob Hertzberg, no bail Bob Hertzberg, who's been around politics way too long in Southern California, and a woman by the name of Lindsay Horvath, who was on the West Hollywood City Council, but decided to scrub that from her resume, not really wanting the voters who are voting for a supervisor to know she was a part of the West Hollywood government. Anyway, good luck to you folks in that supervisor district with that choice, but Sheila Kuehl is heading out the door, and she called Kevin Dalton a coward. I don't know why he's a coward for posting her public comments. We wouldn't have been aware of him if he hadn't done that. We wouldn't have been aware that it's a great imposition to wear a mask, but it's probably a bigger imposition to make you wear shoes. I don't even know how to... That's why the mob is coming to throw Sheila Kuehl into the dumpster. So let's bring them together. They come from all over the world, our mob members. They help us lift the offending hack and throw them into the dumpster. There she is.
Struck by,
watch your dentures.
Though not a really significant number of sort of, you know, snowflake.
Oh, that's right. Is that about, the paint and the... Oh, yeah. There she is in the dumpster. Wow. You know, the other supervisors didn't say anything controversial. This one decided to take a stand against anti-mask people. You would think after 2.5 years, you'd give people a break and not attack them for being against the continuation of a mask mandate, the importance of which and the value of which is incredibly questionable. I think 2.5 years. My favorite was the El Segundo Times interviewed a man who, well, he was apolitical. Doesn't believe in conspiracy theories, doesn't believe in any of that stuff. They put him at the top of the article, and he said, I dutifully wore a mask for 2.5 years. That's enough. That just shows you that whatever there is left of the center, and even the left of the center, moved on this COVID issue away from idiots like Sheila Kuehl. Well, that's our hack in the dumpster for a week. L.A. County Supervisor Sheila Kuehl, who wants to call people that don't like mask mandates snowflake weepies. I'm not sure where she came up with that one. And also that shoes are actually more impressive than mask wearing. All right, when I come back, we will get more Moistline people out here. John and Ken show on KFI AM 640. Well, it'll be a fun weekend to see what happens with the 6th Street Bridge in downtown LA. How many incidents there are, because weekends is when people really have a good time on that bridge. You know, it belongs to all of us. It's a community bridge, so... come on out there and do all the stunts you want, vandalize, hang around, smoke pot, whatever, use drugs. It's our space. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. $600 million bridge getting destroyed day after day. They keep trying to come up with ways to get people off that bridge. Here's an unusual story before we get to the Moistline folks. We missed this. Apparently last night, Alabama did execute an inmate. Sorry about that. Usually we drag out the execution desk. The story that's making news, which is unusual, is that a reporter who was there to cover the execution was told that she could not do that because her skirt was too short. Yep. Her outfit was deemed inappropriate and too revealing. So she could not join the other journalists in viewing the lethal injection of a convicted killer named Joe Nathan James, who killed his girlfriend in 1994. But she thought quick. She wound up having to borrow rain pants from a male photographer, held up with suspenders under her skirt. They're filing a formal complaint over this attempt to bar her from witnessing the execution because her shirt was too... I don't think the convict's going to notice he's about to die, but there you go. Alabama did kill somebody. All right, let's finish up the show now with the Moistline. Here's how it works. You leave a message. The iHeartRadio app is one way. The microphone icon. Call the toll-free number. 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
Well, mask-wise, if you think it was bad catching COVID, you don't want to even imagine what the monkeypox will do to you.
I think it's hilarious that John is making fun of the way Sheila Kuehl talks when he can't even pronounce water. Where does the R coming from?
Hearing this lady compare wearing masks to wearing shoes in a store, unbelievable. I can't believe these people hold the positions they do in our government. It's embarrassing. Amazing. I'm embarrassed for our county and everyone else that this is the logic that they use to frighten us to wear a freaking mask.
If Barbara Ferrer is so concerned about public health, why doesn't she say something about the violent felons and psychotic homeless that are constantly foisted upon us? I'm much more afraid of being the victim of random violence than of catching COVID.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is John Cobalt. My pronouns are Your Royal Highness, Boogaloo Boogaloo, and Yowzer. I'm wearing a blue pinstripe sport coat, pink tie, and white boxer shorts with red hearts, but no pants.
Wondering where Merrick Garcetti
dedicated
is.
To Kamala Harris.
Man hasn't shown his ugly mug for ever in a day. And with all the crimes, freeways, chases, bridge...
Oh, he was out the other day with that water thing.
Acts of violence,
the recycled
the man
water.
Is nowhere to be found.
Anybody who is burning out with a car or doing this or doing that, Throw him in jail for 6 months. Make it public. And as far as these people walking on the arches, I think we ought to wax these things down.
Yeah,
make them
slide
really
right off.
Slippery.
Have you ever heard a gang member refer to his or her gang as groups of folks? Didn't think so.
Look, if they take away the water from the almond growers, all they're going to do is build more houses. So there'll still be a water shortage. I'm an avocado grower. All they do is conserve water, and all they do is raise the prices and build more houses.
What it is the economic growth was, what, 5%, and now what their numbers are showing the recession of, what, 2, or just about 2. It's what? 5 minus 2 equals 3, so we're not in a recession yet. I think they're waiting to lose all the gains that we just recently had.
This is an inflationary recession. Don't remember Jimmy Carter.
Stagflation.
I suggest you go back and look.
The diesel taxes, it was $1.90 a gallon.
I paid $3.44 a gallon near Houston today.
I wonder if George Gascon would be more willing to prosecute gang enhancements if we change the name to organized group to folks enhancement.
I got it, guys. I got it. Barbara Ferreira should change her first name to Karen.
Yeah, let's cut off the water to the almond growers. Idiot. You know how much money that brings into the state?
Funniest thing about this bridge deal is it never would have happened if all these numbnut politicians didn't have to glad hand and make such a big deal about opening it.
I cannot stand bicyclists who think they own the road and motorcyclists who think they own the road. We all have to watch out for them when they drive like assholes. I'm over it.
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up. Goodbye.
Goodbye. That is the Moist Line for the week. If you do want to leave a message, it's easy to do. The iHeartRadio app is one way to do it. Or you can, of course, call the toll-free number, which has been there for years, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-MOIST-86 for the Moist Line. Yeah, I'll be watching that bridge this weekend. They end up closing it down again because the weekend is where all the wacky stuff tends to happen, Friday and Saturday nights. It's the great gathering place for people. So, all right, we got Tim.
Ding dong.
There we go.
Ding dong. Well, we got almost $1.3 billion in the second largest game in the history of lottery.
I know. How many tickets do you have?
I have $50, so 25 tickets.
Oh, see, I only have 15. I'm behind you. I'm going to run out and get some more.
Hey, if you win, partner, right? Partners.
Sure.
Will Smith apologized to Chris Rock, not to me. I was offended by that slap. I didn't get anything out of them. these are two things I can't talk to John about because he has no experience in either one of them. But I know you do. The Las Vegas Strip. Have you seen the flooding of these casinos?
I did. I watched
God
that video.
Almighty.
That was unbelievable.
Wow.
Do you see the Circa Sportsbook?
Yes. Coming
have you
right
been
through
to Circa? Circa's
yep.
pretty nice.
Coming
so
right
down,
through the
downtown.
Board. Man,
do you like downtown Vegas at all?
I love it. I love Old Town.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
Look, I like any hotel when a 72-year-old woman is still rocking a cheerleading outfit. You know?
Yeah, that is the case sometimes.
It really is great.
The way you see people dressed is pretty amazing.
I mean, they work as cocktail waitresses in their 70s, and the guy still has them in cheerleading outfits. It's sensational, ma'am.
How intense was that storm? Was it for long?
It was unbelievable. I mean, you've got to see the full length of that storm. It's on YouTube. There's like a video of it sped up. You know, so
Oh man,
you could see it coming in, and then it hits, and it wipes out. You could barely see in front of you when it's at the height. It was unreal,
wow.
Man. But that would have been great to be there for it. You know, being in one of those towers, you know, 30 floors
yeah,
above
I'd
the strip
to, see
to watch
that. Right.
That would have been great. And then another thing that John probably has never been to, I'm sure you have, but you remember Ruby's location on Huntington Beach out at the pier?
Ruby's is one of my favorite
Me too.
Restaurants.
I love the
There's
place.
A couple of items I like there, a salad and a sandwich I really
yeah,
like.
The so. Burger's great. They serve yeah. beer. How do you go? How do you beat it? But Bud and Gene's restaurant has taken it over. They're like two locals there. You know, in Huntington Beach, it's going to be sensational. I think it's going
right.
to be great. Yeah.
All right.
And then your girl, Shakira, could face 8 years in prison for alleged tax fraud in Spain. So
my girl, Shakira.
I don't know. I always thought you talk about Shakira, don't you? Talk
yeah,
about
I do. I do. The hips don't lie. Is that the...
that's right. Yeah. See, you are a fan, man. You
ding
know
dong.
It.
You caught me. I'm going to go put on my old lady cheerleader outfit. Ding dong. All right, Conway.
There he goes. Have a nice weekend, Bob.
Coming up next, John and Ken show, Michael Kors, the news. We'll see you Monday, KFI AM 640.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.